Parsha Shemois. This is this parsha always, like, we have a whole new narrative. We ended with the grandeur of Yosef, and he was, you know, if you think about how long he was a king for, many, many years, because he died, he was 110 years old. And when he was a young boy, he was like a young man when he became a king, the second viceroy. So he was a king for a long time in Mitzrayim.
32.
So it says, but all of a sudden we start the parsha. Okay, he says, and then Vayomas Yosef, Yosef dies, his brother dies, and the whole Dor dies, the whole generation. It's like all of a sudden, a whole new story. Now what happens? Vayakum el chodesh al Mitzrayim, a new king comes up, and we don't know about Yosef. We forgot about Yosef, you know? Well, regime change, right? So it's interesting, the whole idea here. There's so much to talk about here. This parsha, there's like, mom, there's so much to talk about and so much to learn from here. So I'll just focus on one thing. I mean, you think how crazy this is. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu grow up? Where did he spend his youth? Not just in Mitzrayim. In the palace. He was raised by Bas Parah. His raised, Parah was his, like, was the Zeta. Can you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in Parah's palace. He's got whatever wealth. He's got whatever. He could have grown up to be a spoiled, rotten kid, right? So what happens? Where do we see Moshe's greatness? Now, he did grow up under the tutelage of his parents, right? His mother nursed him, and he kept the kesher with his family, right? But he still grew up in the king's palace. He grew up as a Mitzri, okay? But what happens? He grows up a Yigdal Moshe, and he goes and he sees the Jews under pressure. They're not treating them right, and he says, "This is not right. This is a problem." Vayar v'sav loisam. He sees them. He sees, and he identifies. He identifies them as his achiv. He could have identified the Mitzrim as his achiv also. He could have said, "I'm living in the palace. I'm rich and spoiled. What do I need this for?" You know what? That's Moshe's godless. That's his gedula. Vayigdal is his gedula. His greatness doesn't mean. Of course, he grew up. He became a boy, adolescent. You know, that's not what we're talking about. Vayigdal means that he matured. He matured to the point where he realized that what's the tachos over here? I grew up in the palace with everything, with my big giant TV, you know, fancy driving a Ferrari in Mitzrayim. That's what he could have done, right? The chariot, right? The Mitzrayim. That was his Ferrari, exactly. So, but he identified what the real priority is. That's his growing up. He identified that the reality is these are my brothers, and this is not okay. I'm going to fight this. I saw the Mitzri attaching the Jew. I'm going to fight him. This is not okay. He gets up and he takes action on this. And I thought this is such a lesson for us today. You know, like, again, there's a lot of challenges in the world. And, you know, you last week we had Mamdani became the mayor of New York City. And you see, it's crazy. You have the most Jews in any city in the world is New York City, right? I think it's got over a million Jews. I don't know the stats. New York City has 8 million people, and I think it's...
So we have, like, numbers...
So then the amount of Jews in New York City is... More than yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think so. And they can elect a guy like Mamdani, who's he says straightforward what he's anti-Jewish, global. He doesn't condemn globalized the Intifada, all these crazy things. And they elected him, and he becomes mayor. How does that happen? So I'm saying, you see the world is a shtickle nuts, and you see... But my point is, though, despite all that, Look around where you are. Look around today. Look at this beautiful Beis Medrash and the trees and the grass, and we have our nice houses. We have nice cars. We're in Golos, like, right? So this is what Shmuel Yanni, he's making the Bar Mitzvah. So he listens to this. He says, he calls this the 5-star Golos. We live in a 5-star Golos, and which means that, like, we never had a Golos like this before. Even the Golden Age in Spain.
The yeshivas, we have more yeshivas.
Just the Rukhnis and the Gashmias. But I want to focus on The growth in the Rukhnis and the Gashmias. Yes. Usually there's two forces pulling you. When you have more Rukhnis, you have more. When you have more Gashmias, more, like, you can be pulled the other way even stronger. So the goal is, we have, you look around, I don't know about you, I drive around Forche, they're knocking houses down right and left, building these monstrosities, people are driving these fancy cars, and, like, where did this come from? Again, we're in Golos, Lamaisa. No, there's nothing wrong with having a big house if you have the money and you have your, but where are your priorities? Is your focus on driving that fancy car, wearing that fancy, $500 coat? You know, this is what the kids talk about. They want to show off all the fancy, you know, stuff that they have. Is that your priority? Is your priority how expensive your belt is? the cars and the houses and the luxury. Like, are we pursuing luxury? Or are we pursuing a life of ruchnias? Luxury sometimes can help. You have a big house. You can host people. You can host simchas. You can be a baal tzedakah, right? But what's your priority? And this is Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's. He's in the palace. He's living the life, right? But what's his priority? What's Moshe's priority? Ve'yar sechov. He sees. He identifies with his brothers. And I think today in Gullus, in a 5-star Gullus that we have today, we can get distracted with the fancy houses, with the fancy cars, with the fancy clothing. We can get distracted with everything, and like that's Gullus though. So it doesn't mean you can't have nice things. It doesn't mean that you can't appreciate certain things. But what are you doing with it? Are you using it to help you grow, to get closer to Hashem, to help others get closer to Hashem? Or are you using it because you feel you have a Gaiva problem? You know, you feel like you need a bigger house, you need a bigger car. The guy next to you is building a big house, so I'm going to go into debt and mortgage and this and that because I need to compete with this guy. He got a fancy car. Now, but my clunker is a 2016. That's, you know, with 120,000 miles, never. Right? Why? I'm saying, what are you doing? What do you need a car for? You need a car to go daven, to take you to Kiddush Shiva, to go to work, to make parnasa, to, you know, that's what it's about. Where are your priorities? So in a 5-star goals, we got to have our priorities straight and realize that Hashem gave us tremendous bracha in today's dar, tremendous bracha, but there's a tremendous pull for bad forces also. So focus using all our resources that we have today for the positive. Happy Shabbos.